Welcome to the Ascent Church Podcast. We hope this message from Pastor Jay Armalee inspires you to pursue God, equip people, and release hope.
Well, I'm just going to take a few minutes and share. Not going to be too long. We'll get you out by 2. Just wanted to see if you're listening. We'll be quicker than that. Hey, listen, first question. Well, you know what? Before I start, can we just thank everybody that participated today? And they did a great job. We like to have fun. We honestly like to have a lot of fun. And sometimes we're crazy. Putting those AI videos together was a lot of fun. We have a lot of other blooper reels, but we won't play those anytime soon. Maybe once Rod retires, we can play them. Listen, how many in here are, you love gifts? I was going to say, Aaron, you better raise your hand. You like gifts? Come on, how many you'd love to receive gifts? That's a love language. Do you guys know that? That's a love language. So how many of those people love to give gifts? Oh, good. More people love to give gifts. That's a really good, you should all be in this room. This is a good place to be because everybody in this room loves to give gifts. That's good. Now, let me ask you one more question. Have you ever received a gift and you thought, this person has no clue who I am? Now, let's raise our hand. Like, that gift you open up and you're like, no. And you try to smile, but in your head, you're like, they really don't know me. Our daughter Erin is a gift receiver and a gift giver. So it's both exciting on Christmas Day. Actually, no, it's not even nerve-wracking anymore. It used to be until she got this app called Giftster. What is it? Giftster. So now we don't have to worry about what to get her because she tells us what to get her. So we don't have to worry on Christmas Day to go, oh, I hope this is the gift. No, she just really loves gifts, and she does honestly love to give them. But how many know that the gift that you give somebody can tell a lot about the person that you're giving it to, right? So part of it is we want to know each other well enough to give a gift that they receive and that you can tell, like, you know this person. Let me give you an example. This is a made-up example, but let's say that I was invited to go to a friend's house. Oh, somebody that I'd never met was going to be there, and this friend was celebrating this person. Now, I didn't know this person, but I went with my friend, and as I was there, I noticed that they were giving some pretty incredible gifts. So, you know, the first person walked up to give his gift, and they unwrapped that gift, and it's a set of Titleist golf clubs. Like, I was looking up, I don't golf, but I was looking up some of these names and some of the prices that go with these golf clubs. Wow, like $2,000 and up. So he gets this Titleist T series golf clubs, and I'm like, wow. And the next person comes up and they give him a $500 gift card to the Keg Steakhouse. Anybody like the Keg Steakhouse? Anybody like steak? All right, that tells something. All right. Now I'm getting hungry. So then the last person goes up and gives them this box, and he opens it, and it's a Macallan 18 bottle of Scotch whiskey. Now, I had to look this up, but this runs $300 to $500 minimum. Interesting. I don't know this gentleman, but right off the bat, I could tell you some things about this gentleman. Right? What is something you could tell me about this gentleman? He likes to golf. That's an easy one. Likes to golf. Come on. Participation? He likes classy things. Thank you. Yes. Crowd around you that respects you. These are good. Class participation. Anything else? This side's not working so well over here. Come on. Any answers? He's wealthy. He's not a vegetarian. Wasn't looking for that one, but that's good. Yeah, thank the Lord. Yeah, you would know some of these things. So if you're giving a Titleist T series golf set to someone, they're not beginners. This is probably a well-to-do golfer. He knows what he's doing. If this is just some kid, teenager, you've just wasted your money. You might as well go out and get a $200 set of golf clubs. But these are what the pros use. You know, Keg Steakhouse. I was trying to find some other ones. We don't really have a lot of high end. There's Nero in Caesars. I've never been there, but a steakhouse says this man is classy. He wants to take some time to eat his food. He likes high end steak. saying that. And then you have this really, really expensive bottle of scotch. And I told Claude, I said, I don't know if I drink it or frame it like for $500, you know? But what I do know about scotch is you don't drink it quick. So this is a gentleman that is, he would just take his time. He's wealthy. And you can get all that from just watching the gifts that he gives or gets. You know, we have this story in, and you guys can turn if you have your Bibles or a Bible app. We have this story. We actually, it revolved all around today. We started with We Three Kings of Orient Arm. We Three Kings. We sing that song. And then in our, we had the nativity that actually said the whole story. And then in our fun made up skit, we were talking about these three wise men. But what we don't understand is there's a whole story here that is easy to miss, especially because we have songs now. Did you know that there were not just three kings? We Three Kings of Orient. They did that because there was three gifts, so they figured there were three kings. Makes it easy, We Three Kings. There was an entourage. They would have traveled. These were wealthy people. So we're going to pick up the story. We're going to read a little bit of it. So turn with me to Matthew 2. Matthew 2 verse 1 says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king," little side note, Herod the king was a nasty king. I didn't know, I was doing a little research on him. He killed his wife, his son, and anybody that disagreed with him. Killed him. Like, this was a nasty guy. He wanted his kingship. He wanted to be the king. So King Herod, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. A little side note as well. From the east, Mesopotamia, Persia, they were not Jewish. Interesting. They came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" That wouldn't have made Herod too happy. "For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. Why? Because he was king, and somebody else was said to be king. And all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes, the people together, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among all the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" And then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined for them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." Verse 9. "And when they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the child was." And here's the key. "When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." You know, we read over these lines so quickly. You know, it's so common for us now, except, you know, sometimes it gets translated Frankenstein, different things like that, but it's frankincense, and it's gold, and it's myrrh. I just want to talk for a few minutes about this, because just like in my analogy of that man that when gifts are given, you can tell a lot. In this moment in time, nobody knows who's this baby. Nobody understands who this baby Jesus is going to be, except for Mary, who pondered things in her heart, it says. And I don't know what it'd be like, but by the way, the other fallacy is that this all happened at Christmas. It says he was a child at this point. So there's a lot of stuff happening in time. But I can only imagine what it would have been like for Mary to be with her child and Joseph, and all of a sudden, this entourage of people come. They're not Jewish. They can tell. These are like Middle Eastern. You know, they're coming from Persia, Mesopotamia. And they come and they fall down and worship this baby. This is Joseph's son. Joseph is a carpenter. Like, he's the guy that cuts wood and makes chairs and does different things. And I don't know what it would have been like, but they're all of a sudden, they've got these wise men, magi, or kings bowing down in reverence. And then they're going to give gifts. You know, that's why you would think it would be practical. You think they'd go to East Co. And you think they would get the diapers. You think they would get the comfy little outfits. You think they'd get all these things, but they don't. And the next three things that happen are going to speak of this man, this boy that will become a man. The first gift they take out is gold. Now, listen, gold is gold at any time. Gold is expensive. But we need to understand in cultural times, things mean things. Like, it's not just, oh, a nice brick of gold. Great. No, it's this person bows down and gives gold, and they would know this symbolizes royalty. You don't take a piece of gold and give it to a carpenter's son, right? Would anybody like to open up gold this Christmas? I would. I would love to. If you want to give me a brick of gold, personally not, like preferably not stolen. Yeah, but if you found it and you want to give it to somebody, I'm available. But the parents are thinking, my son is given gold. And this gold in their culture represents royalty, kingship, authority. This person is important. Like, it's just a baby. But already, the gift is saying his identity. Now, every gift gets more interesting. I think that's really interesting, but then they pull out frankincense. And for us, it's like frankincense. It's a smell good. What is a spice, you know? It smells good. It's an oil. It's a spicy oil. They pull out this frankincense. Again, culturally, for us, great, nice gift. Not really. For them, frankincense is used in the temple. Frankincense is what is burned as incense when they feel and they know the presence of God is here. It's frankincense. It's not just some spice that they use. You know, we have little pots and candles and we just make nice atmospheres. They knew that when the Lord is there, they get out the incense and they know his presence is there. It doesn't bring his presence. It signifies his presence. These are not just weird gifts. They are saying, you're king. And then frankincense, the king is also the high priest because God is here, Emmanuel, with us. It's incredible. And then we have this third gift, not so exciting. Myrrh was used in the Old Testament as an incense, but by the time the New Testament, that time period came along, myrrh was actually used for burial. It was used for people that had passed away to embalm them. They would put it on. They would try to make it smell nice. But it was known as something of a death oil. Thank you. So I don't know what it'd be like. I'm sure there would have been this excitement, gold, royalty. I can't believe this. Frankincense. My goodness, Emmanuel, God with us. This is real. This is happening because they didn't hear the story. They didn't hear any of this. And then you've got this other thing that says myrrh. And it's interesting. There's a part of scripture we didn't read that says, and a sword to Mary, it says a sword will pierce your soul. So even in this moment, the baby's a child, but the cross is already showing up in the cave. I can only imagine the emotions of this young teenage girl going through all these things. He's the Messiah. He's the one that's coming. His presence, the one that's here now. He is Emmanuel. He's King. He's also the high priest. And his presence, he is God. And my son's going to die. The interesting thing is that the Magi didn't know how all this would play out. They just knew to bring these gifts because they followed the star and they had a revelation that this baby is important. And so we must honor him with gifts that show his importance. They're not random gifts. They are speaking of his identity. And the greatest part of this whole thing is that he hasn't done a thing yet. He hasn't preached a message. He hasn't gone out and healed anybody, but they're like, he is King. He is high priest, and he is Emmanuel, God with us. And he will die. And that's all they understood, that there would be some sort of suffering. So I don't know where each of you are, but I wanted a message that you would understand that we don't get lost in the whole quickness of Christmas, that something greater was happening. These non-Jewish people were getting a revelation of who this baby was. I think it's also so interesting that Jesus came to die, yes, first for the Jewish people, but then for all the world. And he uses non-Jewish people, Gentiles, to bring gifts right off the bat. This story is lined with the fact that he will be celebrated throughout the whole world, which is amazing for us because I don't know about you, but there's not many Jewish people probably in here. I am a Gentile. I am so grateful that he opened the door for me too. But maybe you're here and you don't understand the full story, but I want to tell you that you don't have to understand the full story. The wise men didn't. They probably had a small portion of understanding. They just did what they knew to do. Just as they brought gifts and it shared his identity, man, I want to let you know that he is the greatest gift we could ever have. Not because after you receive this gift, you become perfect, although he makes us righteous because of his gift. Because we are in here all flawed people. Now, sometimes, unfortunately, as ministers, we try to present ourselves flawless. We are still walking through things, all of us. But I am so grateful that many years ago, I'm 50, almost 52. I'll be 52 in April. I'm so grateful that one day I said, Lord, I don't understand. I was still young. I gave my life to the Lord when I was young as a kid, but there was a moment when I was at a big event called Promise Keepers. Man, and there is other times I went to the altar and I would cry. And this moment, I didn't cry or anything. I just knew I needed Jesus. Because my life was going places that I didn't want it to go, and I didn't want to ever die without him, and I wanted my life to be with him. So there was an altar call, and I walked down. I never shed a tear. I just went, Lord, I don't know the whole story yet, but I want to receive the gift of you. And I'll tell you, driving home, I still remember, I'm not sure how we got away with this, but I remember being in the back of a station wagon. Yes, that's how old it was, station wagons. No seatbelts, but I remember just sitting there pondering, wow, I think I really just gave my life to the Lord today. And my life has never been the same. It's not been easy. It's not been perfect. But I'm grateful I made a decision when I was about 19 years old. Yeah, I am grateful. I'm grateful that I was already dating Krista, and I went home and I had to tell her all about this crazy moment that I had and another men's event that we went to, and I thought, she's gonna leave me. She's gonna think I'm wacko. And she listened and she said, I'm searching too. And she received the Lord. Jesus is the greatest gift that, you know, we want to give him gifts. But in the end, he actually is the greatest gift for us. Amen. And if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, I want to encourage you to start with, if you feel like, Lord, I just know there's some more, Just start with, Lord, I don't understand, but I want to receive you as a gift. Because that myrrh that they gave him would show up when he was 30 years old, and he would go on a cross and die a horrific death. And he would do it for you, he would do it for me. And the only reason why I can say Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and one day, hopefully long from now when I die, I get to spend eternity with him, it is not because I'm a preacher, it's not because I work in a church, it's not because of all the good works that I do, it's because I received Jesus as my Savior. That is the only way. You will never be good enough, you will never do enough good works, but you can start today by going, Lord, I just want to start with you. This Christmas, show me the way. I receive you as my Savior. Because they brought gifts, I want to bring a gift. I want to bring my life to you. Why don't you stand? I'm just going to pray, and maybe during that time of prayer, you just talk to God. Listen, you don't have to talk in any special language, or, you know, we have King James Bibles, these and those. You just have to say how you say your prayer. And your prayer is a conversation. But Lord, we're here today grateful for the gift that you are. Grateful that the wise men identified you for who you are. And Lord, if there are people here that are wrestling with life and wrestling with you, Lord, I pray peace over them. Lord, we thank you that we can reach out to you and we can say, Lord, would you come into my life? Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I receive the gift that you gave on that cross when you died for me, for my sake. I receive that, and I ask you to be Lord of my life. And Lord, I would admit that I don't understand all this, but Lord, I want to just let today begin the first day. And I pray as we celebrate Christmas this year that we would have a deeper understanding of who you are. You are King. You are God. You are the high priest, and you are the sacrifice that sets us free. We thank you for today. We thank you that we can come together and celebrate. In Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Ascent, you can visit our website at ascentchurch.ca.